Welcome back to Kennedy Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and in this episode, the spotlight is on the Houston Texans. The Texans are at a crossroads in their franchise, and the question is, where do they go from here?
To Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.
The Houston Texans today are a mess. A big old dumpster fire.
Wow, this is garbage. You actually like this?
In the 2020 season, they went 4-12, good enough for a third place finish in the AFC South. Only the Jaguars were worse. This team was stacked. QB Deshaun Watson was slinging the football well. J.J. Watt still one of the best pass rushers in the game, wide receiver Will Fuller becoming a reliable receiver, and Laramie Tunsil protecting veterans to live another day. So what happened? How did a team with so much potential fail in a short amount of time? Two words. Bill O'Brien. In 2014, the Texans threw caution to the wind and hired Bill O'Brien to become their next head coach. The Texans were 2-14 in 2013 and held the number one overall pick, which eventually turned into Jadeveon Clowney. In his first season, the team finished 9-7, narrowly missing the playoffs. In his second season, the Texans won the AFC title with a record of 9-7. They were blown out by the Kansas City Chiefs 30-0 in the wildcard round. To keep the theme going, in his third season, the Texans finished 9-7 again and won their second consecutive AFC South title. The Texans beat a battered Oakland Raiders team 27-14 in the wildcard round. However, they were soundly defeated by the eventual Super Bowl champions in the New England Patriots. It wasn't until his sixth season that things started to unravel for the franchise. With a record of 10-6, the Texans won the AFC South and beat the Buffalo Bills in the wildcard round. Then we have the infamous AFC divisional round game between the Texans and the Chiefs. The Texans were up 24-0 in the first quarter and subsequently blew the lead thanks to a ridiculous failed fake punt call on 4th-and-2 on their 20-yard line and conservative play calling. The final score was 51-31 Chiefs. But wait, there is more. It gets better. Sure, the Texans didn't have a general manager for the 2019 season. They hired one for the 2020 season. They hired Bill O'Brien. Yes, the same person who was the head coach of the team.
Think about that. That's just dumb.
And perhaps one of the most stupidest moves in NFL history, O'Brien decided to trade away DeAndre Hopkins and a 4th-round pick to the Arizona Cardinals for running back David Johnson and a 4th-round pick. The Texans basically gave away their best player for a bag of chips and an aging, injury-riddled running back. DeAndre Hopkins went on to have a Pro Bowl season with 115 receptions for 1,407 yards with 6 touchdowns. As for David Johnson, he did alright. He had 147 attempts for 691 yards with 6 touchdowns. Still, it is considered to be one of the most lopsided trades in NFL history. 4 games into the 2020 season, a miracle happened. O'Brien was fired as the head coach and general manager of the team. The Texans thought with Bill O'Brien gone, a new era would begin. It actually got a lot worse.
Come on, man. What are we talking about?
The Texans had 2 major problems on their hands. 2 of their franchise players were not happy about the direction the team is heading. First up is J.J. Watt. Watt has been with the Texans for 10 seasons, and let's just say that he was frustrated with the direction the team was going. After a Week 10 loss to the Bengals, Watt went off stating the following, "If you can't put in the work, you shouldn't be here." This is the first time in Watt's career he's spoken publicly about the team. The team heard Watt's complaints and agreed that both sides needed a fresh start. On February 12, 2021, Watt requested and was granted his release from the Houston Texans. He would eventually sign a two-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals, joining DeAndre Hopkins. The other problem lies in quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson lost faith in the team. The first crack in the armor? Learning of DeAndre Hopkins' trade via social media, which is a trend nowadays. Watson signed a long-term deal with the team and was guaranteed that he would be more involved in the team's building process moving forward. Well, that was a lie.
Psych! That's the wrong number!
After firing Bill O'Brien, Watson started to question the Texans' plan, if they had one at all. One individual Watson didn't like in particular was Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Jack Easterby, who was expanding and holding his power and influences within the organization. He had the ear of Texans owner Cal McNair, and basically his word was law. Watson saw this and stated that there should be a change in the culture. What he really means is that McNair should get rid of Easterby. As of this recording, Easterby is still employed by the Texans. One question remains. If Watson wants Easterby out, then why Easterby wants to keep Watson around? Logically, you would trade a player that doesn't want to be on the team. The Texans already said that they would keep Watson, not honoring his trade request. You would think that everything would be hunky-dory between the Texans and Watson, right? No. Things just got complicated. Watson is currently under investigation by the Houston Police Department and is being sued by 22 different women for sexual assault. Now, I don't believe some of these cases are true, and some of these women, they want a quick payday, but there is a chance that Deshaun Watson may not play at all next season and could face a possible year-long suspension due to these serious allegations. As of this recording, the Texans still hasn't traded away Watson and reportedly are not trying to. Only time will tell if they will. The Texans are being run by incompetent executives who don't have an idea for the future.
Stupid idiots.
Due to their ineptitude, the Texans lost one of their greatest players in franchise history in J.J. Watt, and at some point, they will lose Deshaun Watson. This is what happens when egos and greed clashes with the direction of the team, and I hope Watt and Watson win a Super Bowl ring before the Texans. The Texans are a disgrace to all professional sports teams, and they need to rebuild before it's too late. Well, that is the end of my episode. Agree or disagree? Let me know in my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at Kenny_sportsguy. Again, on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at Kenny_sportsguy. For future and past episodes, check out Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Breaker, and Spotify. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.